and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 182. It's quiet, isn't it? That's because Mike's doing the news. Hello, hello, Simon. What are you testing? Were you testing if there were still people out there? Hello, Jonathan. Jonathan read an interesting tweet. I'd rather watch a press conference given by COVID-19 on how to protect us from the government right now than the other way around. Oh, Jonathan, I would watch that. Because you know what I'm like, I can only do a very tiny bit of the news before Kim's words kick in and I have to go panda. Hello, Kim! Still stuck in the house. Do you know, Kim, today I totally feel your pain. It's the last weekend of freedom over here. It's party central outside. Not joking. Somebody very, very close has had, and it must be going on for 7 hours now, a barbecue going. It smells like a crematorium. I am literally heaving, it is that bad. It smells like the kind of barbecue where the barbecue's not clean. Not good. Not good at all. So every time, and you know, we've got to eat. And I'm like, oh, no, don't put food in front of me because I'm going to be sick. It's horrible. So I feel your pain. How's Kiva doing? Have we had indoor zoomies? She must be going out of a tree. Poor Kiva. Hello, Paul. Just switched on to a klaxon. Oh, what's going on? It's shocking being, you know, as if being marooned isn't bad enough. Now you can't actually open a window. Oh, dear. It's been a bit warm today. Oh, hello, Paul. Hello, Paul. Yes, it has. It has. Up here, it is 23. Well, no, on my... No, I mustn't say that. On my Amazon Echo, because if I say the A word, it kicks everybody's off. It says 23, but actually in this room, it's 44. So, yes, who ordered this weather? And can you please take it away? They did say we were going to have a very warm October. And considering we're, you know, over half a month away from that, this does not bode well. It just doesn't bode well. We'll see how that goes. But yes, it's been oppressively humid. And it doesn't help, does it, when they're having a crematorium barbecue next door. Mind you, on the upside, thank God, they haven't invited us round to participate. we've also had the obligatory ambulances. Now, these were not just ambulances. No. These were M&S ambulances. We have two types of ambulance in the UK. Well, we probably have more than that, but two basic types. Both of them will escort you to hospital, but one is kind of a high dependency ambulance. And the ones that have screeched past today have been those. And they really do try and keep those for true emergencies that need more triage on the way. So they're bigger. They're more like, they're more American than our other ones, which are a little bit smaller. They tend to be very square box shaped. And we've had, I think it's three of those gone screeching past today. Now, when they've got the blues and twos on, they're trying to get somewhere fast. And the way that they were heading was actually towards the hospital, which doesn't bode well, does it? We can tell by the number of ambulances, because obviously we're on the ambulance route. Yesterday was police, but that turned out to be the thing that Mike was talking about last night. So it was police and they were going in the other direction last night. This was somebody who'd climbed up on the roof of one of the local hotels. We had a hotel and it was a really posh hotel. All the footballers went to it and stuff. We booked a meeting there once and it was so expensive. And all of a sudden, I had no idea this had happened. I don't know whether it got sold, but it got turned into a hotel for refugees. And I wish you could see the state of it now. It's shocking. And that's where somebody climbed on the roof. So they were all heading over to that. So, yeah, no rest for the wicked. Just because it's the weekend doesn't mean we're not being subject to all kinds of stuff. Hello, Deb. CQ. Let me catch up. Hang on. It's moving. Don't move. Freeze. Right. Catching up. Hello, Anthony. How are you doing? And hello, Mrs. Simon. Has Simon been behaving himself? Been behaving himself? Or has he been up to mischief with his sump pump? We all need to see a sump pump. That was great. I love the basement. I thought it was fabulous. Reminded me of not our home in my childhood, but there was a house next door but one. And, oh, their garden was fantastic. They'd got the air raid shelters that were built in underground, and it was like a rabbit warren. So on the top, I mean, obviously this was like way before the Teletubbies, but actually looking back, it looked like the Teletubbies. And you could go down into all this wonderful brickwork. Just looked like your lovely bricks. Oh, happy times they were. So what else have we been doing? I've actually had a session today on my course. And I had a session overnight, I think. I'm getting confused now. I've done that many sessions. I don't know where I'm up to. I don't. But on the upside, I finally, don't know if I actually want to actually utter these words, but I think I've sort of cracked a to-do system that might actually be working by doing it completely wrong. But that happens sometimes, doesn't it? Hello, Debbie! Have you finished?
Yeah.
Oh, he's all newsed out.
It was a short one tonight.
That's because not much happened.
We did, by request. Somebody had a wedding anniversary. Somebody had a grandchild.
Great-grandchild.
And that's it.
On the upside, nobody died. That's been happening. We're talking about the oppressively hot weather.
Mike, that may or may not be true.
What?
That nobody's died. Well, we don't know.
Well, no, we don't know. No, but I mean, the guy that used to come to by request but ended up in hospital, he's still going.
Yeah.
Because he was touch and go, really touch and go. And, you know, you've got this, well, I have this vision that, you know, everybody in the Catanians is 304. So Mike said, oh, do you know what? It really is scary about that guy. He's 2 years older than we are. And I'm like, what? He was perfectly healthy.
He was.
And now, well, he's been on death's door for what?
Until we played a record for him by request.
About 5 weeks?
Yeah.
About 5 weeks. And so he's been in hospital ever since, on death's door. Not good. Not good at all. And Kim still can't get out the door. So I've been explaining that we have the same problem in terms of smoke and the stench.
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from.
No, I don't think it's next door, but wherever it is, it kind of... I mean, we've got to have the window open because it's so warm, but it's kind of wafting in, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I said, you know, we've got to eat yet, and I just don't fancy it.
No.
But I know it's going to have to happen at 8 o'clock because if it doesn't, we won't eat at all. No, I said I was very relieved, very, very relieved they hadn't invited us. I was very pleased. No, I'd rather not. No, the only person I would trust with barbecue food is Chidge. Because he is absolutely anal and making sure everything is clean. And he takes a real pride in doing it.
True.
So I would just trust Chidge with barbecue food. But other than that, barbecue food, not happening.
No, it's not COVID, Simon.
No, it wasn't. It was sepsis.
Sepsis.
Yeah, that just came out of nowhere.
Had sepsis. Whilst he was in there, he had a stroke, which left him not able to speak, but now he can speak.
And it damaged his heart.
Damaged his heart, so he ended up having a heart operation. So no, it's not good.
But from how fit he was,
like you say, he's only 2 years older than us.
That is scary bit. Scary, scary.
Well, he was provincial vice president, so
yeah, I know, but you didn't drop when you were VP.
The curse of the president strikes again.
That is true. Honestly, we've had presidents. There was, I think, it started with Louis, didn't it?
Yeah,
he was coming to the end of his presidential year.
Well, no, there's
he's taken over as
there's loads. There's loads because I used to read the obituaries as my. We don't do it at. Well, we sort of do. We just read shortened obituaries for the people who've got an anniversary of their death in the month of the meeting. But we used to read long obituaries for the people from our circle who died in that particular month, so if it was their anniversary. And, you know, I was forever reading. 2 years ago, I had to read them out when I was like vice president, and I was forever reading. And he took office, and he became ill, and then he died. And it was a constant thing.
It's true.
But then, you know, it's an old man's club. What do you expect?
I know, but this guy's 55.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't expect that, do you? Plus the fact,
I think you're right, Anthony. That suggests if someone nominates you for president, they're trying to tell you something.
This could further explain why we have no president next year.
Do you find the same in the Masons, Johnny?
I've always got an aversion with that. It's more...
That they become president and then they become ill.
Grandmaster.
Grandmaster.
Joey always reminds me of
Grandmaster
Melly
Flash. Melly
Grandmaster
Mel, yeah.
Flash. But yeah, I mean, Ray's what? In his 40s?
Probably.
This is the son of a couple who are friends of ours, and they invited us to their Masons Ladies Night last October. And, you know, he was quite young to be Grandmaster, but it was a lovely night, wasn't it?
It was.
There's lots of people there. Lovely,
nice
lovely night.
Night.
I just wonder, because you look at the photo of the lodge, and they are quite old, aren't they?
Yeah.
He was definitely the youngest one on the photo. Does that happen?
It's like a parallel universe with the Catanians, isn't it?
Yeah, we must apprise Jonathan that if anybody ever says, could you be Grandmaster, that the answer might well be, not just yet. I'm not ready to go, not just yet. No, we don't have a VP this
year. King's father and grandfather were Masons.
Yeah, I think that's how it happened with Ray, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was it his dad or his granddad?
I think his granddad.
So our friend's dad was a Mason. And then it skipped a generation. I think he had girls. But then Ray joined quite young. And, you know, and then rose through the ranks, obviously. He does have an older demographic, does it, Jonathan?
It's exactly the same as the Catanians.
It is, isn't it? Oh, a grandmaster in his 30s. Wow. But you've not met.
Problem with the Catanians is that, and you know, you've probably got a similar problem with the Masons, is that sort of 20 years ago they rested on their laurels and they didn't actively recruit, and they just thought, you know, we're doing all right now, you know, we don't need to bother tapping anyone up. And now they're reaping what they've sown, because people are dying off and what have you, and they're not being replaced. And
well,
of course, you
that's
know,
that's exacerbated right now, isn't it?
Yeah, and of course, you know, the average age of a churchgoer is getting older. The church population is dropping. Blah de blah de blah. People just aren't interested anymore in going to a meeting where you've got the average age of people in their 80s.
Do you know why I would say that is? And I'm thinking of two people in particular who joined the Catanians. I think one's still a member, but one left, and he was only in it like 3 years. Fathers are far more involved with their children's lives than they were in my dad's day.
Yeah.
In my dad's day, I mean, I didn't do ballet and horse riding and all that kind of garbage, reading a book. But that all of that was left to the mother.
Mm.
And now, I would say all the people we know with children of a certain age are at the point that they are actively involved. So when a meeting comes up, it's like, oh, no, I can't because I'm taking, you know, young Susan out to the ballet.
Yeah.
When that was a thing, which obviously now it's not. But they're just far more hands-on and involved and want to be. And it's less of a boys' club.
Yeah.
Hence the age demographic.
Yeah.
I mean, we did put on, didn't we, some child-friendly events. About four of them.
Yeah.
The barbecue was, Slattery's was...
The ice cream picnic
the
was.
The ice cream picnic was... Oh, we had a load of kids with us that day, didn't we?
Yeah.
Not just the children, because most of these are of grandparents' age, but we had grandchildren with us. I well remember, oh, one of them. She's fabulous, she is, but honest to God, talk about dangerous. We decided we'd take some games with us. So we got
a football.
We got a football that Lola's since destroyed. But we got a bowl set, like... plastic bowls. And of course the jack was much smaller in the packet, but the jack was either, it was metal or something very heavy, wasn't it? And obviously it was only tiny. Well, this kid, I think at the time she must have been four or five, this kid. So let's go and play bowls. And then you got her and her sister arguing the toss, and I'm in charge. I mean, me in charge of two kids. Whoever thought that was a good idea? So I'm like, no, you go first. And he was like, that one wasn't proper. I want another go. And, oh, children, good grief, they're hard work, aren't they? But the little one picked up the jack. And I'm saying, well, this is the jack. And, you know, we have to roll the jack. And then we roll the bowls towards the jack. And whoever's nearest wins. well, to say it got competitive. But the little one, because this jack was so small, whereas the bowls were much bigger, she picked up the jack and she started throwing it. It was like a ball bearing. And I'm thinking, oh my God, she's going to take somebody's eye out. Literally 20 minutes with those two kids, and it was like, oh, did I make the right decision not to have children? Lola's so much easier to manage, isn't she?
She is. Johnny's asked me if we have to remember the scripture off by heart for the Catanians. There's about 10 minutes of prayers, and it's all in normal English. And then it sort of reports from all the officers who run the group. But as I say, I just take my iPad. And in Zoom meetings, I just stick the iPhone up against the iMac, and that way I can pretend to be following along, but I can actually be looking at Facebook or watching a match or something like that.
It has been known. Yeah. Trust me.
Kim's got a Zoom question.
Yep.
Our host for ongoing meetings seems to have a problem letting us hear her. What could be the problem?
Well, she could be on mute. Is she on a Mac or Windows? Because a Mac is an absolute pain in the backside for muting you at sound level. And you would have no indication that you were so muted. So if you're on a Mac, if you go into sound in the preference panes, so your system preferences sound. If you then go to...
Windows and she's not on mute.
You never know. Might still happen. What? See what I mean? Now, bizarre things have happened. No wonder I'm going deaf in one ear. Look at that.
Yeah.
It's slightly off.
Oh.
Right, so Windows. I wonder if we'd do that in Windows.
Oh, you'll be glad to know I was able to listen to an audiobook this morning in my right ear with my AirPod.
Let's not go back there. And, might be losing.
And it was fine.
Yes, but even so, it wasn't worth it, Mike.
Oh, it was.
Oh, dear. No touchy-feely, not for a week.
No, no. I got an ear cleaner. I cleaned the AirPod completely. And I know that because there was nothing on the ear cleaner. And then it was dealt with. So
Fair enough, I'll leave you to it. Windows, what else could be wrong?
Anthony says there's a mixer on Windows, so you might be able to increase the input level.
It could be the microphone.
I was going to say it could be the microphone.
Some microphones have a volume control on them, and, you know, that might sound obvious, but trust me, some of them are hidden. I've got one microphone, which is an XLR and USB, and there is a hidden volume. It's like a knob. It's a dial. It's underneath the microphone on the very, very bottom of it where you would actually plug the cable in. So if you imagine a handheld microphone, the volume is completely out of sight underneath. And it could be that that's down. Some have volume controls actually on the microphone. So start with the hardware and make sure that the hardware is okay. When I demonstrated it to you guys, I told you that I set the microphone to 100%. And I keep everything at 100% until the very last step. And then that is where I would control it. Because otherwise, it's like the volume that you actually get will be a combination, a calculation of all the places along the chain from the physical microphone that you can control the volume. And it'll never be the same twice. So I keep it at 100% right the way to the end and then deal with it at the end.
Kath's posted to by request.
Yeah.
And said, a great afternoon evening of music today. Spent 4 hours listening in the garden. Now got to get ready for an online lesson tomorrow with a brand new class.
Yesterday was probably the first time we actually listened to our own radio station.
Yeah.
In anger for hours.
Yeah.
Because yesterday that we had 8 hours pre-prepared, 7 hours of which was brand new. Yes, worked my little fingers to the bone last week. And I put it on. And normally on a Saturday, I'd either be listening to the football or I would have a thing we have in the UK on Radio 2 called Pick of the Pops, which is just 2 years of music. You obviously don't get to choose the music and there's adverts and the news is in it. You know, news, panda, news. So I thought, I'll just put Brooklyn's on instead. Oh, it was fabulous. No adverts. The only scary thing for me was, you know, top of the hour, the segue between the shoes shows is me. I'm listening to it thinking, it's a good radio station, this. Then all of a sudden, I pop up. Like, whoa, what happened there? But yeah, we actually took to listen to it. Put everything at 100% until she gets into Zoom. And at least that way, she could do a test as well, just try recording herself. You know, does it pick that up? If it does, then you should get that through to Zoom and it shouldn't be a problem. But the issue is you control your audio in multiple places and it's a pain. Oh, look at this. Jonathan did his flat cleaning yesterday with Brooklyn's in the background. Made it far more enjoyable. Glad you enjoyed it. Flat cleaning.
Was that last night, Johnny?
Oh, you know what we should have put on, don't you?
What? Whistle While You Work?
No. No. Because that would have meant you could get dressed up as well. Freddie, I want to break free.
Oh, yeah.
With the vac and everything.
The things we do on a Saturday night, hey? You know how to live, Johnny.
Oh, it's got to be done. Well, you're not going anywhere, are you? Be honest, we're the sensible ones. So many idiots out there, it is unbelievable.
I remember before we started going out, when we were just friends.
Yeah.
And you rang me once and I was cleaning the bath on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I do remember that. I remember thinking, cleaning the bath, remind me again. You know who cleaned the bath, are you?
Your father.
Dad. He only ever cleaned two things, the toilet and the bath. But that was his job. And the thing was, like a child, and Mum and I did it, you know, we shouldn't have encouraged it. But like a child, he'd say, I finished, come and have a look at it. And we'd have to stand there and look at the toilet and go, looks great, that, Dad. Fabulous. And if you didn't, he got really narky, didn't he? So there was no option. You had to stand there and admire the toilet.
So if you're on your ego stroking, Johnny, send us some photos.
Oh, that was so funny last night, Paul. We were playing our theme last night, which was places. And we were having great fun with it. There was a five-pointer, wasn't there? Which, whoa, I don't think we've ever had a five-pointer. But Kath thought it was a double pointer, so we pointed out there were three extra points to be had. So we were then playing Men at Work Down Under. So I said, oh, we've got a friend who lives down under, so we'll play this one for Paul. Not knowing that Paul was listening, and Paul bobbed up and went, whoa, heard my name. So funny. Last night was an odd night because a lot of people were out. So there was less chat because a lot of people were out with it being, you know, party weekend before lockdown next week. Why, if it's urgent, didn't it happen last week?
It's exactly what my mum said this morning.
Don't get me going. It is stupid. Why give people a week's notice that they're going back into lockdown? Because you know the first thing they'll do, go out.
Yeah, she said a friend of hers in, somebody she knows in Birmingham, she'd spoken to her on the phone or something, and it was bad down there because people were like having a last hurrah sort of thing. And she said to me, you know, why didn't Boris just say, as of tomorrow we're on lockdown? Why give you 5 days notice or whatever?
I can only assume it's because people would complain that they're now in lockdown and they can't get from where they are to where they would need to be.
Well, yeah.
Which, you know,
you might
fair
have
enough.
Urgent business to attend to.
Yeah, but not a week.
No,
a week's
days.
Too much. It should have been Friday or Saturday morning. Because, you know, by putting the weekend in the middle of it, it's just turned into complete and utter chaos. Exactly, Jonathan. Jonathan says you've got 12 hours to get back from France, but 5+ days before the rules change in the UK. It made no sense at all.
Talking of being abroad, my boss is Greek, but he lives in the UK. He actually works in Macclesfield, where I'm based. And he's been on holiday. He went back to Greece for a couple of weeks. He joined in our team meeting from there, even though he's on holiday. Joined our team meeting on Friday. And he said, I'm coming back today. So I said, are you quarantining? He said, I think I have to. Because he said he's got to come back through Belgium.
I think we had a quarantine with Belgium. But
I thought Greece you had to quarantine.
Can I just point out that if we'd have just kiboshed holidays and shut the airport, we wouldn't be in this mess. I cannot understand anybody. I can understand somebody like Tracy, who needs to come home to arrange her mother's funeral. Why are you going the other way and enjoying yourself on a beach and then moaning like heck that you've got to come back 12 hours early because there's a quarantine on? Don't know if you'd heard. Global pandemic. Just don't go on holiday. There's plenty of places in the UK to go. I mean, OK, you're not going to be able to sun yourself on a beach. Probably not. Not in this weather. But there are plenty of places you could go, you know, just for a change of scenery and not put people at risk. I mean, we talk constantly, don't we, about the NHS staff, doctors, nurses, home helps, etc. Care homes, where it's rampant again. As Simon knows, we talk about them, but we don't talk about people who are working at the airport. They're probably more exposed than the rest of us put together.
Mm.
Because you've got people leaving the country who could be infected. You've got people coming back who more than likely are infected. And you're in the middle of it. Just have some thought for other people. Not good. Yes, AstraZeneca are back on track with the vaccine yet again. I guess they've got to, because they've sold it, haven't they?
Yeah, I know nothing more than what I've seen in the press. We don't get any inside information. All we get is postings on Workplace of something that I'd already seen the previous day.
Do you know, I'm actually now looking at the news, so the panda's just on standby, ready. You know, you look at what comes out here, and really, that the actual news on the UK headlines is Brexit. And I'm looking at the Brexit thing, and I remember when the COVID thing kicked in, people were saying, oh, I hanker for the days of Brexit, because the news wasn't quite as bad. No one was dying en masse. Well, Brexit's back again, but what I don't think I've got is any patience whatsoever to deal with Brexit and the COVID thing. So if they could just make their mind up what they're going to torment us with this week, then when I switch to the panda, I'll know what I'm actively avoiding. Which sounds ridiculous, but it's true. Now they're complaining in this country that wearing masks is causing enormous plastic waste, which I do have to ask the question, who's wearing a plastic mask? Because that you wouldn't be able to breathe. They're like a kind of biodegradable papery something, aren't they? Or washable, like the black ones tend to be. I am liking some of the stories, though, that are quite funny. Working from home and the rise of the DIY office. And one of them has got...
I think I saw that.
One of them has got a bike. So they've got this bike under the desk and they're biking on it. Somebody else has built like a DIY desk. But one of these desks is an ironing board, which is classic. Oh, this is what life's like in the UK. You're getting activated COVID Brexit. I know, I couldn't honestly choose between them. I must admit, I mean, we knew the Brexit thing wasn't over. We Brexited on the 31st of January, but we're in a transition period. So although we're not actually an active member of the EU anymore, their rules still apply. So what they're arguing about now is what's going to happen when we reach the next stage where we're no longer in any way associated. And a deal was struck, but there was things that still needed, you know, little minutiae that needed to be sorted out. And what's happening is that Boris is reneging on the legal agreement with the EU. So in the middle of this COVID thing, he's now brought the Brexit thing up again. I actually sat there, and you know, the UK people, you'll appreciate this. I sat there and I looked and I thought, COVID, Brexit, COVID. And I thought, which one of these is he using to cover up the other? You know, like they always said with Clinton, he had a war because of the Lewinsky thing. Which one is Brexit coming up to divert my attention away from COVID, or is it vice versa? Because I'm actually not sure. But I swear that is happening. I swear it is. Your ironing board's not that steady. That's actually quite a tiny ironing board, isn't it? But it is handy, the shape of it. It does actually look like one of those expensive desk things that is at the front of a desk. I guess I just assume that everybody already had a home office. I mean, not a home office like we have, where, you know, there's... Of the bedrooms we have here, two of them don't have beds in at all. You know, one is our studio, one is the office, and it's always been that way. So I guess I just assume everybody else has at least a tiny desk. I mean, when I had to work downstairs, when my dad went into hospital in the summer, he had about 3 months where he was in and out of hospital and they couldn't work out what was wrong with him because they're idiots, but that's a different story. And every time he came back, Mum was getting very tired trying to cope with it. So I said, well, I'll move downstairs. And she's like, no, you can't do that because all your stuff's upstairs. I said, no, I've got a laptop. It'll be fine. And, you know, and I'm going downstairs with this laptop. And I said, I will work down here. And she was saying, you can come down when somebody arrives. But it was comical. 27 visitors in a day. I mean, I'd have got, just imagine how many flights of stairs I'd have got on my watch if I'd have had a watch back then. But I said, no, I'll work downstairs. And we had the tiniest table. In fact, I think it was Vinny's table.
Vinny's table.
It was. You're wondering what Vinny's table is, aren't you?
It's a long story.
Many moons ago, we used to go to a computer fair at Bowlers. So if you know Manchester, you'll probably know where Bowlers is. It's near the Trafford Centre. And it was every Saturday. And they would sell computer components. They'd sell DVDs, cables, you name it. It was all computer stuff. And it was huge. People went every week. And it was like, I think it was £3 to get in. But what happened outside was there was a roaring trade outside in less than legal stuff. Software,
dodgy
films.
Dodgy discs.
Dodgy discs, as Mike says. So it was all DVDs and CDs. And people would congregate there like 2 hours before the thing opened. So if it opened at like 9 o'clock, you would rock up to Bowlers about 7:15. And people would be putting out their stuff on little tables. So this Vinny's table was like a wooden table that was collapsible. And it was only about 18 inches wide by about 15 inches front to back. And they all had these kind of tables and they'd quickly put the table up. They'd put the boxes on the top and then you could look through for whatever you wanted. And there you go. So we would turn up and we would be part of this. You'd be looking, oh, yeah, have that, you know, as we did. And they're all competing with each other. And there's quite a few, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Over 20 or 30. A heck of a lot. Some of them did it from the boot of their car, the trunk of the car. But the problem with that was, you know, obviously this was illegal. So if the police turned up and you're in your car with your dodgy discs, they would be interested in this. So, in fact, there's two stories here, Mike. So this particular day, it was in the autumn, which meant it was 6:45 in the morning, but it was dark. So you'd take a torch with you so you could see the stuff you were trying to buy. It was ridiculous. So this is what we were doing. And all of a sudden, the police raided. So everybody scarpered. Now, it wasn't actually illegal to buy them. It was illegal to sell them. So the punters were fine. It wasn't the punters buying them that they were after. It was the people selling it. So we kind of calmly just walked past. And I remember your coat pockets were full of discs we just bought. So we just calmly headed back to the car. But the police dived in and everybody just scarpered. There were discs flying. They were thrown in bushes, you name it. So once the police had gone, everybody like came back and people were picking, the sellers were picking up their discs from where they'd slung them. And somebody, one of the coppers, had taken away this table and it belonged to the guy called Vinny. So we're always laughing because we've got one of these tables. So I'll say to Mike, bring the little table up and he'll go, which one? I'll say Vinny's table because we've got a plastic one as well. So that was Vinny's table. But extra little bit on that story. I don't think this day we've been up to any mischief at all. But we were quite close to Bowlers and I think it was either a cafe or some kind of drive-through. Do you remember? We pulled in.
Yeah.
And I don't know what we were doing. I don't know if Mike was using the facilities or what. But a police car pulled in next to us. And this was a Saturday and we'd left Mayor at home with Mum. So we were out and about on our own. And the boot of the car had stuff in it. But the back seat was empty. And it was stuff that we were going to take to the tip. So this police car pulled up next to us. Hello, 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 said the policeman. And we said, hello. Can I check your boot? We're like, what for? And they must have thought that we could potentially be selling. Thing was, we weren't. We had two things in the boot. One was several bags of rubbish that we were going to take to the tip on the way back home. Do you remember what the other was?
Yes. Is anyone eating?
It was a bag. It was a rubbish bag, wasn't it? Tiny rubbish bag.
Bags of dog poo.
Bags of dog poo. We had several bags of dog poo in the car that we were dropping off at the tip. So Mike said, yeah, fine. But can I just tell you before you go in there that we got several bags of dog poo. I'm on the way to the tip. But they still checked, didn't they?
They did.
Don't think they had a warrant, but we weren't up to any mischief, so we didn't mind. Never a dull moment when the MacBites crew are on the road. What can I say?
Man attacked at bowlers.
When was that?
Yesterday. Lately? Yeah.
Oh, for crying out loud.
He queued for a toilet during an event last Sunday. Why would they be holding events last Sunday?
I have no idea. Oh, I've got to agree with Jonathan here. How to support a Brexit, which involves breaking international law. How can we be seen to be taking a strong stance in other countries if we break the rules ourselves? Well, there's question one for the interrogation of Boris, Jonathan. I really do have absolutely no idea. Oh, the Seahawks are winning. Fabulous. But they're not playing as well as you'd like. Yeah, that was the story of Mike's season last year. Is it the Miami Dolphins? That rings a bell with me.
No, it's the Atlanta. Oh, no, that's
Falcons. No, it's not. No, it's not. No. We did that last night. That's the Falcons. I'm thinking Dolphins would need a coastline. So it's not going to be like somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I've heard of Miami Dolphins.
I would say Texas, but that has got a coastline, hasn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
Las Vegas.
It's Miami.
Las Vegas has got no coastline.
It's Miami.
Excellent.
You're right.
That's about three that I know now, then, so I'm doing really well.
I know New York Cosmos, but that's the wrong sport.
I do get confused with the sport. It's terrible.
That was the original soccer.
I don't know where I've heard of the Dolphins from. I don't.
Do you remember the North American Soccer League in the 70s when Pelé played and Beckenbauer and Besti?
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. And then it folded.
Don't mention the 49ers. Mike actually watched a match last night that had kicked off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and the score was not on Google. I have no idea how that happened. No idea. The Dolphins uniform. Now, see, I have no idea about this either. What colour are the Dolphins uniform? I would guess some kind of blue. Maybe gold? Blue and gold? Don't know. That is good news about your friend Paul. Excellent news. Boris being prepared to break international law tells you an awful lot about what kind of rules he was prepared to break during the Brexit campaign. Quite right, Simon. Illegal activities. Oh, you're not kidding. Oh, aqua and orange. I wasn't far off, was I? Wasn't far off. I mean, that campaign was shocking. It must have broken every rule that there was. Wasn't there that guy? Can't remember his name. More money than sense, which doesn't limit it really, does it? That was funneling money through something else and he had an interest in it. There was some interest that he was involved in with it. And it was turned out that that was illegal. But you know, what can you do now? Because people are just saying, oh, but it's the will of the British people. I'm not at all sure it is the will of the British people, but there you go. And now, I mean, where do you concentrate your energies? I look at the news and, like I've said, falls into two categories. Like, do you want to get excited about Brexit? Do you want to get excited about COVID? No, I think I'll go and watch the Pandas because they don't care either way. And I'm fast getting to the point that neither do I. I mean, what will happen and you can't stop it because they just totally ignore the rules. I don't know how they get away with it. Maybe we need some other kind of... I mean, when you think about it, it's the House of Lords that should be controlling this, but then who's in the House of Lords? Well, that really does depend on who the government put in there. So they're not going to vote against them, are they? I must see the aqua and orange. I must do. And I have heard of the Chicago Bears. My problem is, if I hear like Chicago Bears, I'm not actually sure if that is football or baseball. I'm guessing
it's
football.
It's American football, isn't it?
Well, it's confusing. It's confusing if you're not over there. I doubt I could name 10 teams. But hey, I'm improving. What else is going on here apart from this working from home, the rise of the DIY office, which is absolutely fabulous? They did run 2 weeks. 1 week was people who were enjoying working from home. And one was somebody who wasn't. Oh, there's a fabulous one down there with two cats on it. Oh, scroll down the page. Four monitors and two cats. That looks amazing. Four curved monitors. Oh, three cats. Hang on, where's the other cat? I don't see the other cat, unless it's a small cat. Unless there's a white one curled up with the tabby one. Oh, that's fabulous. I'm a monitor missing, Mike. I might need to get another one.
Oh.
One's working in a treehouse. Oh, how fabulous. And one's got laboratory equipment she can control from home. Absolutely amazing. Somebody's got a home studio with a green screen behind them. This is the future of work. Not the stuff that people are putting out as the future of work. That is the real future of work. Has everybody else got a home office? And did you have one before COVID? There's a question. Do you have one now, and did you have one before COVID? Or did you just kind of, you know, pitch up at the dining table? We already had two, potentially three places where we would work. Because you worked down in the extension, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because the weather was good. But we had the studio, which is called a studio, really, and used as a studio because it's more insulated for sound. But we've now, obviously, we've been at this long enough, we've optimised all the microphones. I've had four compliments this week when I've been in sessions, you know, about how amazing the microphone sounds.
You have?
I have. I'm quite surprised about that. That actually is interesting because normally when people do Zoom stuff, you get their raw microphone. So if you think about how people tell you to get great audio, it's record your stuff and then post-process it through, you know, Audacity or Audio Hijack, whatever, not Audio Hijack, Adobe Audition, Logic Pro, that kind of thing. But I remember when I was setting it up for like the 90th time, and I remember thinking to myself, there's a problem here. Which is, I don't particularly want my raw audio where I have no control whatsoever over the volume going out on a live call. But if the only way you can improve the audio is to do it in post, then what do you do? And that's when I decided to put everything into Audio Hijack. So you're not actually listening to my raw microphone right now. My raw microphone is at the beginning of the chain. And it goes through a recorder. The first thing it does is it, in Audio Hijack, is it gets recorded. So there is a raw recording. Then I've got a monitor where I can monitor the level of the audio to make sure it's not too loud or too quiet. Then I've got four processing blocks. So I've got an AU Dynamics processor on it, a low pass on it, a denoise on it, and a graphic equalizer on it. Then there's a volume block which enables me to make it louder or quieter depending on what I see coming through. And then on there, I've then got another meter where I can see, make sure it's not going into the red. Next to that, I've got another recorder. So what's getting recorded in that block is the original raw, but with all the processing applied on it. And then finally, that goes out to the loopback pipe, and it's the loopback pipe that you hear. And I'm thinking, you know, a lot of people might be used to people having great audio, but then they get on a Zoom call with them and it's absolutely shocking. So what I've found on these Zoom calls I'm doing for this course that I'm on, one guy said, can you see my video? And I thought, it looked like a video camera from like 1971. It was foggy as heck. You could just about make the shape of a head out. And that was it. But we said, yeah, we can sort of see you. And the other problem people have got is they're using the internal microphone on a laptop, which, yeah, it's portable. You know, you've just got your laptop there and you are up and running and you're on Zoom. But the sound quality is absolutely awful. We've had people that sound like the one you always say, the World Cup commentary from 1970.
Well, yeah. Dialing it in by analog phone.
Analog phone, and they used to have like a thing, didn't they? Like a mouthpiece that you would speak into, and it had a distinct tone to it of man on a phone. And there are very many that sound like that. Right, let's have a look. Yes and yes, excellent, Kim. Anton is a yes. See, I'm right. People did tend to have at least an area to work from. But yours is a bit small for full time. We are seeing here there's a lot of people having extensions built. I think they're working on the principle like the rest of us. This is going to be long term for at least 2 to 3 years. So they are trying to jiggle around some space, especially if there's two working there. You know, if you have two parents and you are, not everybody here is homeschooling children, but I have seen a lot of people in America saying that they are. And I don't know if that's like a government directive or if it's their choice. But they're building into their system. So an office for mum, an office for dad, and then somewhere for the children, which tends to be in the kitchen, I've noticed. They want to get the children out of their bedroom, so they are going to school. But mum and dad need space of their own as well, because obviously they're probably taking work calls. So it's interesting, isn't it, how many of us did have space before? So Kim says the laptop moves around like now so you can watch the game and talk to us. Yay! No TV in the office. Well, you know what we're like. There is a TV somewhere in MacBite's headquarters. I think it was last seen in the front room, but it's not been turned on in at least 4 years. We only got it because Nina said you've got to have a telly. The room looks odd with no TV. So we put a TV there and it's like, oh, look, yeah, great. We put an Apple TV on it. So I could, you know, play my iPad to it. We put a sound bar on it. So it's all high tech. And it's not been turned on in at least 4 years. We're just not interested. There's only very few really good things on the TV. And if it's on the BBC, I'll just watch it on demand later on the iPlayer. Or even sometimes you get to download things early and you can watch the entire season, like 8 episodes of something like Killing Eve. And yet they put them on once a week on the BBC, which is quite bizarre. You know, when the whole thing's available for download, why do you do that? But they do. So no, we're not interested. Right. So Jonathan says, speaking of working from home, today on Sky News, not allowed. Something interrupted by children. Let me have a look at that. A government minister was interrupted by his kids. He was petrified that he'd be turned into a laughing stock. That's another one, then. Daddy, you're not allowed. Yeah, the other one was a Labour MP. Could have been health. But he was petrified. He was trying to get rid of this child. And the newsreader who's interviewing him was just rolling on the floor. It was so funny. You do wonder, you know, why they don't, with these children, let them know that, you know, this isn't like a toy. This is now proper work and you mustn't interrupt. He looks a little bit like Prince George, don't you think, that kid? There's a definite look of Prince George. I shall watch that later. So Mrs. Simon said, we've worked home since having children nearly 2 decades. You're never old enough for that. Not 2 decades. The dog interrupts more calls and Zoom meetings than the children. Lola has been known to squeak a chicken, hasn't she? Oh, good grief. Well, things won't be back to normal until at least the end of 2021. Totally agree. I'm wondering about the vaccine. I mean, it's not even... How long do you reckon from them saying we think this might work? Because, you know, if they think it might work, you're still going to need testing. And we've got to get over this season's flu before you say anything else. So I don't think we'll get much before March in the way of even information. This year is the lost year. Jonathan, next year might be a lost year too. I wonder at myself if it will stretch to kind of the Christmas of 2022. I'm going to say it. Make a note of the time and date. Let me have a look. We are currently day 182. Does anybody think, Jonathan, I'm particularly looking at you. Does anybody think, because you remember when we started, it was like, oh, do you think we'll get to 10 days? Do you think we'll get to 20 days? Does anybody think we've severely misjudged only having the 3 digits? When would day 1,000 be, Mike?
About 3 years' time.
Give me a date. Let's make a note of the date today in episode 182 and see where we're at.
Kiva's been counter-surfing.
Kiva's allowed to counter-surf the dirty dishes from lunch.
Right.
We always say that, Debbie. She just wants to help you wash the dishes. Lola's very picky. Very, very picky.
So day 1,000.
Oh, here's Anthony's from Christmas. Right, let's have a look. Mike's working it out in a spreadsheet. Let's have a look. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, I love the lighting. That's fabulous. Oh, and that's that keyboard you're talking about, isn't it? It's that Microsoft one. And there's a Shuttle Pro. I had a Shuttle Pro on my desk. Is it still there? No, I think I shifted the Shuttle Pro to replace it with the Stream Deck. Love the Stream Deck. That looks fabulous. And I'm loving the Christmas lights too. Oh, and look at that Santa out the window. That's huge.
You know that spreadsheet that I demoed on Friday night?
Go on, remind me.
Oh, you took that much notice then. The map, the marooned chat generator.
Oh, yes,
I went
yes,
to the end of the year. Well, now I've gone to row 1001, because obviously 1000 is...
Hang on, this needs...
And I'll save the file.
There you go.
The 10th of December 2022.
Do you know, that's not that far away. Not in COVID terms, it's not. We might need to go back and adjust the number of zeros, just saying. I remember when Jonathan said, we will never get to the dizzying heights, that there will be more maroons than after hours. And we had crossover day, wasn't it 88? And then we had crossover day. And then it was, we'll never get as many maroons as we will magpies. Yeah, heading for more than double, Jonathan. Just around the corner, exactly. Seriously, the way this year's has gone, because Mike was saying, you know, right, so it's September and we're planning this and planning that. And obviously our next holiday, towards the end of our last holiday, it was like, well, the next holiday will start on and it's December. And I said, I can't believe, you know, we're a couple of months off it being December. And that was when your dad died last year, because it's just crazy.
Yeah.
It feels like it was 2-3 months ago, no more. Because the world stopped, as far as I was concerned, in February. I wasn't joking about that. Last night, we had Bill and Maura on, and it was their 50th wedding anniversary. And obviously, we're limited on how many you can mingle with now. So they chose, because they've got children, and the children are married and have families of their own. So this rule of six thing, we're already living with that. You can only meet people in your social bubble in Trafford. So we've got like multiple rules applying to us. So basically, they were knackered. They could not have any kind of party. So they all got dolled up in their finery. You know, Bill had his tux on with his bow tie. And they had a meal together and then they did a Zoom call with the family. And I said, you know, well, remember the last time we were together. So basically looking forward to when we can be together again. And the last time we were together was Warrington London Ladies' Night. And it was the 6th of March. And I remember it because as we walked in, the first person to bound over and say hi to me was Maura. And she kind of like turned sideways, looking a bit awkward.
See you, Johnny.
Night, Jonathan. And put her elbow out. And then I did the elbow thing. So I totally remember it. And when we mentioned it, they came and they put, oh, my God, the 6th of March. It was that long ago. Really was. The only place, that was the day I went to the dentist. So I went to the dentist on the 6th of March and we went out one more time, which was to see Mike's mum, and that was it. And she even said today, didn't she?
Yeah, she said, I probably won't see you for a while.
And she's probably quite right. Oh, touchdown for the Seahawks. Excellent. What's the score now? Not that it would mean a thing, but I would know that the Seahawks had more points. Just want to know how you get points. What can I say?
I thought you'd bought Foxit.
I wish there was a PDF editor cum viewer that was...
Architect 7's the one I've got, isn't it?
Just as fully featured as Acrobat.
Yeah.
You know, so you could have some kind of standardisation.
Well, if they had PDF expert for Windows, that'd do me.
Yeah, but the trouble with that is it doesn't... There are things that you can't do. There is a lot of stuff missing. You can't embed audio and video in it and it'll play. But you can in Acrobat.
Oh, you did buy it. I thought I remember you saying it.
Go Seahawks! Go Seahawks! I feel I need one of those big sponge fingers. You know, like we had at Gawsworth.
Mm.
Definitely need a big sponge finger for this kind
of
thing.
I used to love sponge fingers.
You're talking cakes, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm talking physical sponge fingers, Mike. Like a glove that you put your hand in and it points and you go, go Seahawks, not the Cakes. Are you going to tell them what entertainment you've got planned for 9 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, I've got Tesco coming.
That's the wife. Tesco's where you go normally. Mistress turned up first last night, didn't she?
All right, yeah. Is it
sexy toys that are arriving?
It's, well...
Tell me it's not lettuce.
It's whatever I couldn't get from the mistress. I've gone back to the wife for.
Okay, let's move swiftly along.
You started it.
Yeah, but it's the way you worded it, Mike.
It was deliberate. The thing with Asda is they will email you in the morning and say, these are the things that were unavailable. This is what you could have won. Right, so I knew that we weren't getting strawberries last night. Because
what is it with strawberries?
Because I ordered strawberries. So I went to Tesco and the normal strawberries were out of stock at Tesco. So I went for a different model. Now, whether they turn up or not, God knows. Because they never tell you.
Anthony says, I've got Tesco coming tomorrow. As we got fillet steak last week, I'm expecting caviar tomorrow.
Don't push your luck, Anthony. It was probably a one-off. You're like the dog, you'll be expecting it every week.
Oh, yeah. She does like it when we have steak, doesn't she? We'll take a tiny piece off the steak and share. She does like steak. She's less excited.
And the skin from the salmon.
Oh, she does love skin off the salmon. Because sometimes the skin isn't exactly skin, is it? But sometimes it's quite chewy. She loves it. So she just sits there with a pink bowl next to her looking pitiful. I've not eaten since Christmas, Mummy. Give me some salmon. And, you know, you can't help it. The eyes, the pleading little eyes. What can you do? Oh, it's actually been a revelation this year about the online shopping. You know, that Mike was taking about, you know, by the time you've got out, you've got a parking spot. And you've done the first shop and then you need to go to the second one for the stuff that the first one didn't have. You've got to get the stuff back to the car, pack it in the car, take the trolley back, get back to the car, move the car to a different car park because you've probably only got like an hour and a half's parking. Got the ticket, sorted that out, then got the trolley, got into the store, got your shopping, cross-reference in the list because it's only the stuff that the first one didn't have. Then you've paid, then you've got out, then you've validated your car parking ticket, then you've packed the stuff in the car, and you've taken the trolley back. It was about 3 hours. Three and a half hours every Saturday. Now, I would have been working Friday night, so I was probably in bed while he was doing it. But that's not really the point. That's just time wasted. So I reckon now you've probably made back about 2.5 hours a week, which is worth having.
Yeah.
Yes, you might be an odd item missing and you might have great fun when they sort of send you something and you're looking at it thinking, I wonder what it is. It was nothing you ordered. Do you know that happened to me once with an Amazon order? This box turned up and it was on a day I was expecting a delivery and it had my name on it. So I thought, fine, this is the delivery. I opened it up and I thought, what's this? The thing that stuck with me was there was a bowl. It was like a plastic mixing bowl. That was one item. And the other item, I literally did not know what it was.
And there was I can smell smoke.
Oh, I know, it's vile. I think it was about 5 items. One was some kind of sponge system on a stick. But I distinctly remember this bowl and a couple of the other items that were there. And I'm like, I did not order this. It's got my name on it. So I got back onto Amazon and I said, you know, you sent me this box. I'm expecting an order today. And they said, it's not gone out yet. So I said, yeah, that's fine. But one's turned up. It's got my name on it. I can give you the number. But I didn't order it. And they were like, oh, that can't happen, you know, if it's got your name on it. So I gave them the number and they went, oh, that wasn't for you. So I said, right. I said, well, I'll stick it all back in the box. Said, oh, don't worry about that. I can just keep it. And this plastic bowl sat there. I mean, what am I going to do with the plastic bowl? Do I look like Fanny Craddock? So this bowl sat there for months. And then I was doing the back step. The back step is made out of bricks. And one of the bricks had been damaged years ago. So there was like a chunk out of it. And we needed to paint the step to match the extension. So I said to Mike, I'm not painting it with this chunk missing. I'll get some quick drying cement, but I'll need a bowl for it to mix in. And he was like, well, we don't want to use one of our bowls because, you know, it's cement. And I said, I know exactly the thing. And I came out with this plastic bowl and Mike went, where do you get that? I said, long story. It was months later. And I used that. That was the one that I actually used to mix the thing, which was very useful. You know, clearly Amazon knew that I needed it before me. Anthony timed how long it took to do a Tesco order. About 30 minutes for 45 items. Well, 15 minutes to drive to the store even before you did any shopping. Exactly. I think we have a kind of warped view of when we're sat at a computer thinking this is taking forever. But you don't think about the time it takes to go and do it. Just the pure convenience of it. So I remember saying to Mike, you know, we might as well just carry on doing this into the future. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, obviously, we didn't expect it to go on this long. But I totally agree with you, Anthony, when you do analyse it. And that's better for the planet. I know they're coming out, but they're coming out anyway. So if... I wonder how much they could get on a truck. Probably about 30, 40 deliveries. There's 30, 40 cars you're taking off the road for that particular journey. So it's better for the environment as well. We'll say that. I much prefer it, I'll be honest. I do think there's a tendency to overbuy because you physically can't see the stuff. So you might think, like, well, I'll put three of those in and think I'd better put an extra one in case they're smaller than usual. You know, like the cauliflowers.
Yeah.
Honestly, when Mike would go out and buy cauliflowers, I would put on the list two cauliflowers. He'd come back with two cauliflowers the size of basketballs. And I'm like, we would only have needed one that big. But 2 weeks later, he could come back and he'd bring back two cauliflowers the size of sprouts. And you're like, Mike, we're going to need considerably more cauliflower. It's not something that's predictable. So when you're ordering stuff like that, you really don't know. And it's a little bit annoying that they don't have like a mini shop, you know, where they will come to you, but you can only have five items or something. That would actually be quite useful. So they could send a van out and they could do many more orders because they're just like the extra bits that you couldn't get last time. Or smaller things. So we might order the two cauliflowers and like, that's probably about 40% of the cauliflower we need. And just put the extra cauliflower in a tiny order. Because you have to have a minimum order for the free delivery. Or you're paying more for the delivery than the actual food. So there's that little thing to be ironed out. But apart from that, and we've since discovered, because we tried this and it didn't end well. What we would do with cauliflowers, we would turn it into cauliflower rice. But what we did once was say, I wonder if this would freeze. So we put some in a box and we froze it. We took it out, it defrosted. We took the lid off, we looked at it and went, yeah, no, is the answer to that. It was just a goo at the bottom of it. Many moons later, I thought, let me just Google that again, see where we're at. And you can freeze cauliflower rice, but you need to freeze it uncooked, which we did. And you do not let it defrost. You've got to cook it straight out of the freezer and then it's fine. So after that, you know, if the cauliflowers are too big, we've got some frozen that we can supplement the weeks where it's really tiny. Foxit is still your favourite for colour picking. I loved Foxit when I was on Windows. But I just wish there was one. And obviously you might say, well, there's Acrobat, but, you know, loathe the interface. I wish there was one that was fully functional, that had all of the features in it. Whereas I look at these PDF readers and not exactly writers, but, you know, you can edit in them. And they're all so, so different because PDF isn't one standard. It's multiple standards. So some have an annotation layer, some don't. Some have the annotations on the annotation layer, some don't. Some burn them into the file. It depends on which app you use as to what you can do with that file in another app. And I wish they would get their ducks in a row with that.
Really, I think Foxit's cross-platform, Kim, isn't it?
Is it?
I'm sure it is.
I'm not sure I've seen it on Mac. Foxit, Mac, PDF. Let's have a look. See what it says.
Oh, I could be wrong.
Nope. Foxit PDF for Mac.
Yes.
Editing PDF is now possible. Let's have a look. That actually looks more like a Windows app, doesn't it? An Office app with a ribbon. Let's zoom in and have a quick look. So you can select, hand and edit. That's the same as PDF Expert. Notes, typewriter, text box, highlight an area, stamps, custom stamps. That actually looks quite fully featured, doesn't it? I'm presuming you can do signatures on it, but maybe have it as a stamp. That looks really nice, actually. How does the price compare? Because it says free download, but there's a buy now button. So let's go straight for the buy now button. Oh, ouch. $79 a year. Let's have a look what it does. It can at least convert PDFs. Yes, you can secure and sign. Yes, it does forms. See, that's the thing. PDF Expert will let you fill in a form, but you can't create a form. So you'd have to think about how you were creating the form to start with, which we covered in an After Hours. I remember that. What's bizarre is they add things like Bates numbering, which is like a bit niche. It's a legal numbering system, but they don't put in the ability to create a form. You can turn scan paper into an editable PDF, though. That says PDF element. I thought we were putting in Foxit. Is this... Oh, no. No, it says a better alternative than Foxit. Hang on a minute. Foxit for Mac. That's naughty. There's the one. I'm looking at the right one. There we go. How much is that one? And what features has that got? Now, see, that's a one-time purchase. That's much better, isn't it? Which is which here? It must be the Mac one. So it's standard version 10, business version 10, but on the Mac it's version 4. And it's 139... Is that euros? Yeah, euros. That's still quite expensive, isn't it? By comparison to PDF Expert. But I guess you've got the cross-platform capabilities with it, which might be way more important to you. We should look at PDF. State of the Union, PDF. Trouble is, it doesn't change fast enough. PDF Expert hasn't brought out a new features to PDF Expert for years. I know this for a fact because the last major feature update was for iOS and it was August last year because it went subscription. It was an in-app subscription for the extra features. So it's about time the Mac one got an update, but I fear if it does, they'll split it into this is what you get if you pay this flat fee, but if you want these extra new features, then that's a subscription, which all of that is driving me insane. I'm actually actively contemplating deliberately not using applications that I think will go subscription, which is not how it should be. You should be using the best apps no matter what. But I'm reaching the end of my patience and wallet with subscriptions. If I calculated what I pay in software per month, I'd frighten myself, so I won't do that. PDF Elements not as good as Foxit. No, but they're very naughty that when you Google Foxit for Mac, they're coming up top and... The text that I'm looking at actually says Foxit, but when you get through, it's not Foxit. That's naughty. That's very, very naughty. How long in the game, Kim? Like, their game's 80 minutes. It's quarters, isn't it?
I think it's quarters.
Mind you, hours are quarters. Oh, were we just telling me water breaks?
No.
Oh, have they been the water breaks?
They've decided that they don't need them now because the weather's got cooler.
So we've gone from having four quarters to two halves. This was so they didn't spit all over the pitch. But I don't think they can help themselves, but that's only me.
Yeah. Water Long breaks time to be still scrapped to go. After coming in for criticism for disrupting the flow of the game.
I think you could still have water bottles around the pitch like they do in the World Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no fans to nick them, is there? Just a point. You can leave them there quite happily. Oh, no, they couldn't do that, could they? Because you'd be drinking from the same bottles.
Yeah.
They'd have to have colour-coded bottles for each player. That'd work. 5 minutes left in quarter three. Okay. What I will do, Kim, I will put Seahawks and Falcons. And I will get the Google thing. There we go. 28 to 12, it says. And then there's some numbers underneath that don't mean much. But I will leave that there. And then it will tell me what it ends up at. But looking at that, it looks positive. It looks hopeful. So fingers crossed. Hope you enjoy the rest of the game. a 60-minute game that takes 3 hours to play. There must be a lot of breaks. I'm presuming this is for ad breaks. And then there's breaks in between the thing. I did not realise that it was 60 minutes. Football's 90, but it usually goes well over the 90. Because now we've got time wasting that they add on and injuries that they add on. So I would guess most games are around 95 to 100 minutes. Paul fast forwards the ads. I would do the same, Paul. I would do the same. The ads drive me mad. On the odd occasion, I'm sat here watching something live in a browser and there's ads in it. Instinctively, I'm trying to fast forward it. And then I'm like, oh, it's live, isn't it? Darn it. Oh, dear. Foxit has stamps as well. I will have to have a look at that and see the state of the PDF union in quarter four. We'll add it to our list. There you go. But for the moment, we're going to say good evening to you because we need to go and have something to eat. Yay! I think they might finally have put out the crematorium. Maybe that last blast of smoke was them annihilating it.
Mm.
Yeah, they need a nuclear bunker to put that in. Oh, the smell has been vile all day. I do hope that the weather improves for you, Kim, and that you can get Kiva out at some point. Poor Kiva. She's probably going to give you the big eyes. Does Kiva do the eye thing where they kind of looking down at the floor, but just the eyes look up at you and you can see the whites of their eyes? And it's so pitiful. It's so pitiful. It gets us every time. Every single time, I'm telling you. There's also huddle time. Is that allowed? Are they still allowed to huddle? What about the 2 metre thing? Mind you, they do put on a lot of clothes, don't they? Yes, you can see the whites. It's so noticeable with a Samoyed because they have very dark eyes. Very dark brown eyes and like black around the edge of their eyes. They look like they're wearing mascara. So obviously between the brown eyes and the black rim, you get this kind of white, and it does. It just gets you every time. And she knows it. Oh, Madam knows it, and so did Mayor. Although he just used to sit there with a big grin on his face, didn't he? Mm. With his head covered in oil. Like, catch me if you can for cleaning, Mum. I'm off. But as I say, we are heading off. We will be with you tomorrow when it will be 'twas the night before the keynote. Oh! So lots of speculation tomorrow night. But for the moment, it is good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.